كتاب اللغة الإنجليزية للصف الثالث الثانوي الأدبي، كتاب الطالب Student Book، الوحدة الأولى بعنوان World Issues، الدرس الأول بعنوان The Law من صفحة 10 حتى صفحة 15. تقدمت مبادرة ضوء بصوت ريم سروجي. Exercise number 2. You are going to listen to a talk about the law. Before you listen, guess and match these words from the talk with their meanings. We have A. Enforce, B. Govern, C. Guilty, D. Innocent, E. Jury, F. Legal, G. Principle, H. Property, I. Prove. التمرين هو توصيل هدول الكلمات اللي بدنا نوصلهم معهم هنن. Number 1. Not responsible for a crime. Number 2. Something valuable which belongs to someone. Number 3. A group of people in court which decide whether someone is guilty. Number 4. Rule or belief. Number 5. To control. Number 6. Responsible for a crime. Number 7. To show that something is true. Number 8, relating to the law. Number 9, to put into practice, carry out. Number 1, A, enforce. The answer is 9. To put into practice or carry out. B, govern, is with 5, to control. C, guilty, the answer is 6, responsible for a crime. D, innocent, the answer is 1, not responsible for a crime. E, jury, the answer is 3, a group of people in court who decide whether someone is guilty. F, legal, the answer is 8, relating to the law. G, principle, the answer is 4, rule or belief. H, property, the answer is 2, something valuable which belongs to someone. I, prove, the answer is 7, to show that something is true. Exercise 3. You are going to listen to a lecture about lawmaking. Before you listen, try to answer these questions. Discuss your answers with a partner. A. Can you think of an action that everyone in every country thinks is wrong? The answer is theft or murder. B. How long ago you think the first code of laws was made? The answer is 4,000 years ago. C. Who makes the laws is most societies? The answer is governments. D. You are going to hear about three types of law, criminal law, civil law, and what is the third type of law? The answer is family law. E. Some criminals are sent to prison for their crimes. What is a typical punishment for a less serious crime? The answer is a fine. Exercise 5. Listen again and choose the correct answers to these questions. A. How does the speaker define law? 1. A special code. 2. Rules which control society. 3. Individual rules. 4. The rules of an organization. The answer is 2. The law is rules which control society. B. Who makes sure people obey codes of law? A. Governments. 1. Governments. 2. Police and judges. 3. Members of the public. 4. Juries. And the answer is 2. Police and judges. C. Which type of law deals with murder and theft? 1. Criminal law. 2. Family law. 3. Civil law. 4. Property law. And the answer is 1. Criminal law. Exercise number 6. What do the words in italics in these extracts from the lecture refer to? A. The law is the code or set of rules which is in italic, governs all individuals. The answer is the code or set of rules. B. A person is innocent until someone proves that he or she, he and she are in italics, is guilty. The answer is B. A person, he or she. C. 3 main types of law. Firstly, the one is in italics, that people know most about. The answer is a type of law. D. The law affects every area of people's daily lives. From driving their cars, there is in italics. The answer is people. Exercise number 1 from vocabulary, words with more than one meaning. Number 1. Find the correct definitions from the list below for the repeated words in each pair, from A to F. A. Society. When I was a student, I was a member of the law society. Number 2. A strong legal system is important in a modern society. Number 1. When I was a student, I was a member of the law society. Society here is a club or organization. 2. A strong legal system is important in a modern society. Society here is all the people. Now B. Ruler. Tutankhamun was a very famous Egyptian ruler. Ruler here is someone in charge. So the answer is someone in charge. Number 2. I'm doing my math homework. Can I borrow your ruler, please? The answer is straight piece of wood. C. Property. Taking another's person's property is theft. The answer is something that belongs. Number 2. The price of property in the city has increased dramatically this year. The answer is land and buildings. Now D. Court. Number 1. In the final of the championship, the players were on court for 2 hours. The answer is area where people play. Number 2. 3 men will appear in court tomorrow accused of dangerous driving. The answer is place where trials. Now E. Fine. Number 1. He did a fine job of washing my car. The answer is very good. Number 2. He had to pay a fine because he was driving without insurance. Fine here, the answer is money people pay. The last one, F, is type. Secretaries used to spend most of their time typing letters and reports. The answer is write using a machine. Number 2. What type of music do you like best? The answer is kind or sort. Exercise number 3. Nouns and adjectives. Complete these sentences with adjectives derived from the nouns in brackets. You may need to use a dictionary. A. Many people believe that the worst crimes are murder and other. We have between brackets violence. The answer is violent act. B. There would be a في عنا فراغ situation in society if there were no فراغ systems. We have chaos and law. There would be a the answer is chaotic situation in society if there were no law. The answer is legal systems. C. He left Kurt a free man because he had proved that he was Farag. The jury said he was Farag. We have innocence and not guilt. The first one, the answer is innocent. The jury said he was not guilty. Now, grammar. Linking the past with the present perfect. Number one, underline the present perfect simple and continuous verbs in these sentences. A. Every country has developed its own code of law over hundreds or thousands of years. The answer is has developed. B. They have broken the law, they should be punished. The answer is have broken. C. I've been reading a book about the history of law making. The answer is have been reading. D. Anyone who has committed a crime will have a criminal record. The answer is has committed. E. Students who have been cheating will be punished severely. Have been cheating. F. He's been studying law for 3 years. He is been studying. Exercise number 2. How are the two present perfect verb tenses formed? The answer is present perfect have or has plus past participle, present perfect continuous have or has been plus present participle. Exercise number 3. What is the difference in meaning between the underlined verbs in these pairs of sentences? A. Ali has studied law and history this year. Hani has been studying law and history for 4 years. Anna has studied تحت خط و has been studying تحت خط. B. Omar has written 2 essays this morning. Has written. Hassan has been writing an essay all morning. في عنا has written و has been writing. C. The police sergeant has interviewed 2 people so far today. The detectives have been interviewing people all week. Has interviewed, have been interviewing. The answer is in each case, the first sentence tells us about a recent activity that is finished but still related to the present. Whereas the second sentence suggests a continuous activity that may not be finished. Now, reading an essay. 1. Read the new crimes text below and answer these questions. The text. New crimes. The law related to computer crimes is changing very quickly. Modern criminals are using computers to help them commit crimes like identity theft and to make it easier to commit old crime like theft or fraud. One issue that makes it hard to fight computer crimes is that this type of offense is often more difficult to solve than traditional crime, because the criminals are invisible and their actions may be hard to prove. Another issue is that it's quite difficult to prosecute a computer criminal successfully because Usually, nothing is actually stolen or physically damaged. In recent years, computer crime has increased as the number of people using the internet to buy things or to access their bank accounts has grown. This new type of business has attracted techno-criminals who order goods without paying, or break into the computer systems of businesses and move money to their own account, or send viruses which can seriously damage computers and the information they contain. The viruses can affect millions of people worldwide. Criminals can use the internet to plan crimes and pass on confidential information more easily than meeting or telephone conversations. Computers allow criminals access to millions of people whom they may persuade to pay for something worthless. Now, question number 1. A. What examples of old and new crimes does the writer give? The answer is old crimes, theft, fraud; new crimes, identity theft. B. What do you think motivates internet criminals? And C. How do you think internet criminals should be punished? هذا السؤال بيرجع لرأيكم انتو. Exercise number 2. Read the article again and match each beginning from A to C with the endings from 1 to 4. There is no more ending than you need. في عنا نهاية واحدة أكثر من بتحتاجوها. A, B, C. في عنا A, computer criminals are invisible. B, the fact that actual things are not stolen by computer criminals. C, one of the reasons why computer crime is on the increase is that 1. Makes it more difficult for the police to prosecute them successfully. 2. More people are using the internet to buy goods. 3. Safer than telephone conversations. 4. Which makes it more difficult for the police to solve computer crimes. A. The answer is 4. A. Computer criminals are invisible. Number 4. Which makes it more difficult for the police to solve computer crimes. B. The fact that actual things are not stolen by computer criminals. The answer is 1. Makes it more difficult for the police to persecute them successfully. C. One of the reasons why computer crime is on the increase is that the answer is 2. More people are using the internet to buy goods. Now, 3. Match these words and phrases from the article with their meaning. A. Fraud. B. Identity theft. C. Virus. D. Solve a crime. Number 1. The crime of stealing someone's personal details. 2. To discover who commit a crime. 3. The crime of lying or cheating to get money. 4. A bad program which damage computers. A. Fraud. The answer is 3. The crime of lying or cheating to get money. B. Identity theft. The answer is 1. The crime of stealing someone's personal details. C. Virus. The answer is 4. A bad program which damages computer. D. Solve a crime. The answer is 2. To discover who commits a crime. Exercise 1 from writing. The policeman in the photograph is responsible for ensuring that drivers obey traffic laws. Discuss this question with a partner. هدول بدكم جاوبوا انتو اجوبتكم الشخصية. Do you think that there should be speed limits? If so, where? Give reasons for your answer. B. What should happen to motorists who break these speed limits? 2. You are going to write an essay in answer to do this question. Should motorists who drive too fast in residential areas be banned from driving? A. Decide what your opinion are in the subject. Is your answer to this question yes or no, or it depends? B. Plan your essay in 4 paragraphs. Write notes under these headings. Paragraph 1, background to the topic. Paragraph 2, arguments for. Paragraph 3, arguments against. Paragraph 4, your opinion. Write your essay in 100 or 120 words. Use ideas you discussed in exercise 2 above and expression from the useful language box below. Follow your paragraph plan and express your ideas clearly and simply. Make sure readers know what your opinion is. نهاية هذا التسجيل.